It's Your New Mexico Government. I'm your host, Khalil A. Colonna. Today, my guest is Hannah Colton. She and I have a detailed discussion about all the education bills that are happening at the Roundhouse. A lot of good information. And she also gives you some tips on how to look up the details of these bills for yourself. It's Your New Mexico Government, and it starts now. You are tuned in to Your New Mexico Government. I am Khalil A. Colonna here with KUNM's own Hannah Colton. She is our public health reporter. Hannah, how's it going?
Going well. Busy week here at KUNM.
Very, very busy week. I hear it's a busy week up at the Roundhouse with HB 83, otherwise known as the Early Childhood Trust Fund.
Right. So this is a big piece of news coming out of Senate Education. On Monday, they approved this bill, which would create a new endowment for early childhood and care money. So it's a new trust fund, basically put a bunch of oil and gas money in that fund, and then it would pay out eventually over the years. So that is what Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham wanted. She mentioned it in her State of the State address. It's the way she wants to go ahead and get that early childhood money flowing. You know, critics say, well, this would only pay out actually $20 million in the first year. So it'd be a more of a gradual scaling up with the amount of money that actually gets dedicated to pre-K and other early childhood programs.
Now, what are some specific goals for early childhood education that they have? Is it to make sure that all students by the age of six or second or fourth grade are proficient in math, science, reading and writing? What are the educational goals that go along with this bill?
So I think the way they talk about it is like aiming for universal access to pre-K. And so it's more about like, oh, can we get 85% of four-year-olds, five-year-olds, three-year-olds in these programs? And this plan wouldn't reach anywhere close to that anytime soon.
I'm going to ask this question to you. I guess this is more of opinion rather than reporting. In fact, what good is this program going to be? Is this just another way to stash some money so that it can, you know, create revenue at a slow pace?
Right. So this early childhood education and care trust fund is sort of just a more like fiscally conservative, you know, some would say fiscally responsible way to put money in this fund to fund pre-K. That's as opposed to a different plan that other lawmakers have wanted for years, which would be to pull from the land grant permanent fund, which is a trust fund that New Mexico already has set aside, right? But that's gotten pushback for years from leadership in the Legislative Finance Committee, including Democratic Senator John Arthur Smith, who say, well, that's rainy day money. We're not pulling from that. So this would just be a different trust fund with different rules that would distribute out at a different rate.
Are there any measures? I understand the importance of early childhood education and see where New Mexico lacks, according to the rest of the country, in early childhood education. But there are other realms of education, other places where we're behind as well. Is there any talk about helping middle school students, secondary students at all with some of these windfall of funds that we have?
Yes. So I was checking out a bunch of the bills that are coming up in Senate Education and House Education this week. And those committees meet in the morning, 8:30 a.m. A couple that are coming up are HB 112 and SB 47. And those would be money for after school programs, summer programs, after school mentoring. And so these all kind of fall under the extended learning time programs, which have been shown to really help out kids who sort of fall in those quote unquote at risk categories. So those are two that are moving. That would be, I think, $2 million in the one, $500,000 in the other. There's also Senate Bill 48, which would dedicate $800,000 to dance programs for at-risk youth in public schools. And this is actually a Department of Health initiative, which is pretty interesting. So it would be DOH money, $800K. And the idea is that these dance programs would be based in public schools. So they could be PE, they could be after-school programs, maybe. And that they would also, in addition to addressing like sort of educational goals, they would also address physical health and, you know, the one of the legislative notes for this bill mentioned that about a quarter of New Mexico kindergartners are obese. So this is just a program that sort of hits a lot of those goals with putting dance programs in schools. And there were a few school districts that actually got some funding for this last year. So there are already programs like this up and running in Bernalillo, Roswell, and Hobbs. So this would just boost the amount of money available for those statewide.
Are there any waves in regards of adult education?
Yes. So I did interview this week the director of Gordon Burnell Charter School, which, if you'll remember, it's the school that opened about 11 years ago in the jail here in the Metro Detention Facility. And that was a big deal at the time. And they operate programs in men and women's recovery. They have they have multiple campuses that sort of provide these wraparound services for adults who've left incarceration or just for adults who want to get their high school degree. So there are actually four bills moving or potentially moving that address funding for this particular population. So adults, and especially adults who have been involved in the criminal justice system. And this all kind of comes out of, just for context, this comes out of something that happened last year, which was lawmakers approved an age cap for public schools. So it used to be that New Mexico had this loophole where even though public schools K through 12 were supposed to be, you know, people think of that those programs as being for kids. Right. So New Mexico had sort of a loophole where people 22 and over could still get that public school funding. Well, that's no longer. So these schools like Gordon Burnell is the main one. There's also the New America Schools, which is a charter school, I believe, that has locations in Albuquerque and Las Cruces. They are now looking for how they can get funding for their adult students. And so two bills are coming up in the House Education Committee on Thursday. That's HB 88 and 89. And those would dedicate $10 million for one and $2 million for the other. Two programs like Gordon Burnell Charter School. And something interesting I learned in reading sort of the documentation for these bills is that, so PED, Public Education Department, when they were still funding adult students, that was about $8,000 per student per year. The higher ed department had an average of $500 per student per year. So you can see that there's a big discrepancy in just the amount that, I mean, PED accounts for half the state's budget, right? So it makes sense. They have most of the funding for regular education. So basically, these set of bills, and there's a couple more that are even more specific to Gordon Burnell that haven't been scheduled yet in a committee. That's SB 112 and HB 152. Basically, these bills would allow the higher education department to have a lot more money to dedicate to adult basic education and to helping adults get their high school diploma or their GED or whatever wraparound services are necessary. And one of these bills estimated that HED could fund per student up to $6,000, like in a charter school. So you can see it would bring it right back up to being almost the same as what PED was able to offer these students in the past.
That's a significant increase. Now, what's the tenor of support for these at the Roundhouse? Because I understand everyone, when we talk about education, everyone's like, it's all about the kids. And I love kids. I'm a former educator. I taught everything from kindergarten to high school.
I didn't know that.
And yeah, out in Los Angeles and a little bit here. I worked at NACA for a while and Amy Bill Charter School, working with the youth. And I'm totally about, and I understand, putting our energies and some of our focus into the development of young minds and young lives. But however, there are many brilliant, maybe unfocused, but brilliant young adults out there who are searching for education and opportunities in that. Is there an energy or a push behind that at the Roundhouse with some of the people you talk to who really want to focus on helping out adults in the state?
I think there is a growing awareness, partially because of the Yazzie Martinez lawsuit, which we've talked about, right, that sort of established all of these huge gaps for specific student populations who've really been left behind by the public school system. So I think there's a growing awareness that those students have been underserved, right? These particular student populations have been underserved. And those students end up as adults who need extra support, right? So the director of Gordon Burnell Charter School has told me that, you know, many of their students are aged out special education students, for example. So I think with these bills that are trying to fill in the gaps left by this age cap, I think there is an awareness that these are students that didn't get what they should have gotten maybe during K through 12. That's led to them being caught up in the criminal justice system. That's maybe led to
poverty,
addiction.
Yeah,
exactly. And that the state does have a responsibility to a certain extent to provide services to those students.
Okay. Okay. I understand that. Now, you mentioned special education. I was a special education teacher for a while. The governor mentioned wanting to pay teachers more. Is there anything on that front to help out? Because to teach special ed requires patience and a lot of energy.
Absolutely. And there's a 2019 report said that there are 150 special education jobs open in the state. So there's a big need. There's a big shortage. There is a bill coming up in Senate Education on Wednesday. That's SB 13. That's Senator Michael Padilla wants to up the starting pay for special educators. And so that would put the tier one level at $46,000 for special educators. So a nice little bump. And that would go for special educators not only in public schools, but also in CYFD, in corrections, in treatment facilities. So it would go for anyone who is a special education licensed staff in any state facilities that serves those students.
You mentioned a lot of these bills and numbers. And some people, we understand it because we do this. But other folks are going to listen to the program and they're like, well, how can I find out more information about these bills and measures? You have a clue for them.
Yes. Well, so nmlegis.gov, that's the website, nmlegis.gov, not the most user-friendly website, I will say.
Okay.
So you have to go to legislation listing. There you can search, well, you can search by different things, but you can search by your bill number. And then you get to the bill page. Right. So it's like white page. It has the information about who the sponsor is, you know, what committee it's in. But to really find out the most helpful information about these bills, if I haven't maybe talked to a sponsor or talked to anyone who knows about it, there's a little tab on the left that says analysis. And it usually has like one or two beside it or zero. But you click on that and it has the fiscal impact report and like the committee report. And so those analysis pieces are where all of the helpful context and significant issues and what impact does this have on the budget and who does this affect? That's where all that info is.
Okay, that is the cheat sheet. So take yourself out there, go to nmlegis.gov and inform yourself on these bills because it's public information. We should know. And now Hannah Colton has given you the clue and the keys to discovering for yourself. Appreciate you. Yeah, yeah. We all got to take our time in learning it. That's wonderful. Well, thank you so much for being with me. I look forward to talking with you next week.
Thanks for having me.
All right, that's a wrap on this episode of Your New Mexico Government. Many thanks to Hannah Colton for coming by and explaining some of the education initiatives for us and also explaining to us how to look up the bills ourselves. You want some more information? Particularly if you want to hear Hannah's story on the Gordon Brunell Charter School, listen to Morning Edition tomorrow on 89.9 KUNM. I'm Khalil A. Colon. Thanks for listening. Your New Mexico Government is a collaboration between KUNM, New Mexico PBS, and the Santa Fe Reporter. Funding for our legislative coverage is provided in part by the Thornburg Foundation and the New Mexico Local News Fund.